people in the vinyl record business are warning of a global bottleneck in the industry after a fire last week destroyed the Apollo Masters Corporation factory in Banning, California. No one was injured, but Apollo was one of only two companies in the world that makes lacquers. It's a critical component of vinyl production that experts say will now be in short supply. Jessa Zipporah Gray is an independent vinyl and audio consultant in Southern California, and she joins us now. Hi, Jessa.
Hello.
And at first glance, like, this looks like a factory fire, right? But it was more than that. Help us understand the significance of what Apollo Masters was doing there.
Well, lacquers are essential to the process of making vinyl records. And with the fire at Apollo, there is now only one supplier of record lacquers in the world, and that's Japanese company MDC. So they are now the only supplier of lacquers in the world, and they are not a high-capacity manufacturer. Hmm. So they will not be picking up any of the slack resulting from the loss of Apollo.
What do those lacquers do?
So a lacquer is used on a lathe, which looks like a giant industrial record player, and a mastering engineer or cutter will cut the audio into that lacquer. That lacquer is then electroplated and used to make stampers to press records.
Hmm. The president of one company that makes records called this fire Vinylgeddon. I mean, what do you think about that? Does it mean something very bad for the production industry?
You know, I don't want to downplay the seriousness of this event. It is very bad. But the consumer should know that this is not a Vinylgeddon or Vinylpocalypse. I've heard both of those thrown around. Record lovers should take heart that vinyl is a resilient format, and the people who make records are not strangers to manufacturing issues. And this was not something that caught people completely off guard. Hmm. The lack of lacquer supplier options has been an important topic of discussion for several years in the industry. And a few companies and individuals had already been looking into how they could solve this issue long before the fire. So the industry is not starting at zero to solve the supply problem, but there will definitely be issues related to this.
Right, because why was it that only two companies were doing this?
Well, you know, everyone talks about the vinyl resurgence, and that's something that happened pretty quickly. So it's almost like repairing a car while you're driving down the highway. You have a lot of demand, and you just keep it rolling. No one was able to address things as it was going, and they were just beginning to settle down and say, hey, we need to build more of this. But they,
So you disagree with this Vinylgeddon characterization of it, but what does it mean for musicians, record collectors, you know, anyone else who's connected to this business? Are you going to see the price of records go up for a while?
I don't want to speculate about the price of records. I mean, for musicians and labels, there are cutting systems called DMM or direct metal mastering that do not require lacquers. But the issue with that is those machines are not in North America. So the greatest concern I have is that a lot of U.S. and Canadian manufacturers were concerned that labels and artists might take their business to those plants overseas that have DMM machines. And if those labels and artists do that, it is likely that business will permanently be lost for North American manufacturers. So the consumer, I can't speculate on the price they'll be paying. There will likely be delays. But the greatest concern should actually be for the manufacturers right now.
That's Jessa Zipporah Gray. She's an independent vinyl and audio consultant talking to us about this fire in California that destroyed a factory that is a key maker of a product that goes into the records that you listen to. Jessa, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.